First, let's get a quick look at the lay of the land. $9.5 million in cuts needed to be made at Christina. And with just a month left before school resuming, the school board has to finalize about $5 million in cuts next week. Tell us what's been cut already and what's on the block next week for the board to consider.
Okay, $9.5 million in local funds is the target. Thus far, the board has already eliminated about $3.75 million in spending. The bulk of that, almost $3 million, has been in staffing. This is the result of teacher layoffs, reductions in paraprofessional secretaries, eliminating a couple of administrative jobs. So that's the big piece of this $3.75 million. A couple of the other things that they've already done are somewhat symbolic. They've eliminated the cell phones for district employees except for the superintendent. They did not renew their memberships in the state and national school boards associations. And, these are kind of symbolic cuts. One of the other things that they have already done, the custodians modified their union contract, changing overtime provisions, among other things. That saved a small amount of money, $266,000. It looks like, and that was one way they were able to avoid cuts in the custodial staff. So those are things that they've already done. Now, on the board's agenda for Tuesday's meeting are cuts that total almost $4,784,000. The key thing here, the largest item is a $1 million in reducing budgets for the departments and the school buildings. That probably comes down to like $40,000 per school if you divided it out. And we're talking about things like, no paper for the copying machines, the things that are in the schools on a day-to-day basis. There's also a cut in $800,000 in maintenance and operations. Now, that doesn't mean that there's going to be no maintenance in the schools, but it just means that they're going to find a way of doing less of it and hoping everything holds together. So altogether, that's nearly $5 million. There are three items there that are really key in terms of possible impact on students. One, the reducing the number of elementary school counselors. That would cut $626,000 from the budget. Another item is $200,000 for the school resource officers. These are the state police who assist in the buildings providing safety and security at the middle school and the high school level. Again, they're not eliminating them entirely, but they're proposing to take $200,000 out of the spending, so there'll be fewer police in the buildings. And then the other one is the extra pay for extra responsibility positions, things like athletic coaches, club moderators, that sort of thing. $600,000 in that area. So those are the key things that are on the plate right now for the board on Tuesday.
Let's talk specifically about the teachers. 78 teachers, 14 paraprofessionals, 7 secretaries were what they had talked about cutting when this all started back in May. But in the end, some who were let go back in May did get called back. Just tell us how this whole teacher situation broke down.
Okay. Well, of the 78 teachers who were laid off, 20 of them have been recalled. Of the 14 paraprofessionals that were laid off, 9 were called back. None of the 7 secretaries have been called back. So 20 teachers down and 20 teachers back on the job, 9 paraprofessionals back. Perhaps a few more will be added between now and the start of the school year, because during the summer, of course, other teachers will resign, they'll move, other things come up. Student enrollment projections will change, so some of these teachers will be coming back. But that's what we've got. So 58 anyhow are no longer with Christina.
And some of the teachers and others that did not get called back have wound up migrating to other districts. Tell us a little bit about how many went elsewhere in the state to find work.
Okay. Well, from what we know, 3 nearby districts, Colonial, Brandywine, and Red Clay, have hired a total of 20 former Christina teachers over the summer. Brandywine also hired 2 former Christina administrators, and Colonial hired 1 former secretary. However, officials in those districts say you can't automatically assume that every former Christina employee that they've hired was from the group that got laid off. Now, some of the people that I've spoken to say they've heard of Christina teachers taking jobs in other districts or in charter schools. Some teachers are no doubt looking for jobs in Pennsylvania or Maryland, but neither the Christina district nor its teachers union has surveyed those who were laid off so that you could come up with a definitive listing of how many have found jobs and where and how many are still looking.
And I guess, you know, taking that into consideration, that uncertainty, after talking to district officials, union leaders, some teachers as well, did you get any sense that there's a concern that the district has lost or may start losing people who look at these cuts, the impact they're likely to have, and say, I'm going to leave proactively because I'm worried about what's going to happen here and I may be better off elsewhere?
Yeah, I think that's a very real concern. One of the teachers that I spoke to was recalled by Christina while she was interviewing for jobs in other districts, and then she decided to take a position in Red Clay. Yet another teacher who was laid off and later recalled said she had been looking elsewhere because of the turmoil it's caused when voters reject tax increases, reduces the stability of the state's public education system. Now, a related factor that's going to factor into the equation for some Christina teachers, legislation that the governor signed this week will eventually lead to the transfer of Christina schools in the city of Wilmington into the Red Clay District. That raises the question of what will happen to the jobs of the Christina teachers who are now teaching in these city schools. The reorganization process is going to play out over a couple of years. Now, even if I were a teacher who was doing my job well, I would have some concern because any reorganization, by definition, is going to shake up the status quo. One other factor to consider, the pay scales in the districts in New Castle County are quite similar. If you move from Christina to a nearby district, you might get $1,000 more a year, you might get $1,000 less. One way or the other, the money is not that big a deal. So if teachers do start leaving Christina, it would be reasonable to assume that job security and peace of mind might be the key factors in doing so.
And that could go for administrators too, right? I mean, principals and others?
Yes, it certainly could, although in terms of administrators, one thing that that happens there is that they have to be notified, it's either December or January, as to whether their contracts are going to be renewed, whereas teacher layoff notices, I believe the deadline is May 15th. So administrators have a little bit more time to figure out what their next move is going to be if they are told that they're not going to be rehired. But indeed, you know, you've got Christina administrators who have been hired elsewhere, and they certainly are going to face some of the same uncertainty as the teachers do. They just have a little bit more lead time in terms of figuring out what their next step might be.
Is it possible the real reaction from teachers, staff, parents, and others won't really be heard or felt until school starts and people actually see what the final class sizes are? What are the cuts to athletics and clubs that you were talking about earlier, counselors and those resource officers from state police? Are those the things that maybe will become more real once the doors open at the end of August and in September?
Absolutely right. We're really not going to know about class size changes until schools open. I mean, yeah, the teachers will probably get their class lists and know, but you know, in that broader macro sense, we're really not going to have a good idea as to what the differences are going to be until school has been in session for a few days. Same way with the other things that are going on here. I mean, athletics, for instance. If the school board decides to cut non-varsity sports next week, you know, we're going to hear some noise about kids who would have been candidates for the junior varsity football team, for instance. Reductions in the counselors and the resource officers are going to eventually be felt. You know, kids who have problems, emotional problems, problems with their family and so on, they need to talk to a counselor. You know, they're not going to go away. And, you know, the resource officers do play a role in bolstering safety and security in the middle schools and the high schools. You know, you get a fight or two that breaks out, and somebody says, "Oh, you know, where are the resource officers that you had last year?" So, yeah, there's a potential for a lot of these issues to surface once the school year starts.
And may they be a little bit more acute at the city schools, Bryant-Croft, Bayard, and Stubbs, that the priority schools that we've talked about a lot in the last year.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. This relates back to that upcoming reorganization that I mentioned. The fact is that some of the teachers who were laid off were working at these schools. Now, We know that high turnover is a common problem in urban schools. And the teachers who were laid off will be replaced by new faces, and they're going to have to adjust to the building's culture. And now you've got to ask, you know, does the new teacher have experience working with low-income kids who are performing below grade level? Does that new teacher really want to work there, or was he or she bumped into that position because that's the way the seniority system works? There are a lot of factors there. One of the teachers who was laid off mentioned to me, said, you know, most teachers don't seek out jobs in high poverty schools where kids are not performing well on standard tests. So it's likely to be more of an issue there than you think. So this, you know, the spots will be filled, but what happens in the schools, good question.
And finally, one wild card this week: the superintendent Freeman Williams is going on a leave of absence. Not a whole lot of detail about that, but certainly that just adds another layer of instability, doesn't it, to this whole situation at this school district.
Absolutely. It's a very interesting situation. And the school board had a meeting in executive session on Tuesday night that received some publicity a week or so ago in advance to discuss the superintendent's performance. So Tuesday night, the board has that meeting. Wednesday evening, the school district puts out a news release that says that the superintendent is requesting an indefinite leave of absence. So I think you put two and two together here, and you get the reach, and might not be too far of a reach, that the board does not have a great deal of confidence in the superintendent. That's what it looks like. Whether that's the case, it's still hard to tell. It's been a difficult year for Christina. Two referendums were voted down. They've been battling all year long with the governor and the State Department of Education over this whole priority schools issue. The board itself was very divided on that. Many of the votes relating to priority schools were by a 4-3 margin. So it's not as though there's a lot of unanimity there. I mean, given what Dr. Williams was going through, I mean, in this situation, very, very hard to please all of the diverse constituencies who have such divergent interests and keep them all on their side. I don't think any, certainly somebody might have been able to do it, but this, he had a great deal of difficulty accomplishing that to the satisfaction of the board, and it looks as though right now, a majority of the board is not happy with how he's performed in the past year. Where it goes now, good question, but the board is supposed to consider appointing an interim superintendent next week, and we'll see where that goes. It looks like another difficult and probably very interesting year for Christina.